90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. Streaming online at www.kkfi.org.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Hello and welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. We got started a little bit late because of our fall pledge drive, but we're going to pitch our fall pledge drive at the beginning here of Cowtown Conversations. And we have a champions match. And what that means is for every dollar that you donate and we meet the champions match, it goes further. But it's so important here at KKFI for us to get those volunteer dollars because, folks, we're a listener-supported radio. Without you, we wouldn't exist. And you are the reason that we exist, because you're going to hear things here on KKFI, Democracy Now!, Cowtown Conversations, Urban Connections, you know, Wings, programs that you won't hear on other radio stations. And we don't get told what to say. We don't take big dollars from big corporations that would also dictate what you can hear. You're going to get the plain, unvarnished truth here. And we have a champions match for this hour, and it's one of our long-term listeners, and it is, we're looking at, let me get a second here, it is Kathy Peters, and she's posted that again, so she's got a $200 champion match, so we definitely want to thank Kathy first for that champion match, but also we want to get those dollars off the table, because every dollar goes further here when we get a champions match, but those are also dollars that we really need here at KKFI. And you can donate securely at kkfi.org or online at 1-888-931-0901. So, and I've got one of our other KKFI great personalities here, Miss Judy Ansel here. Judy, why is it so important for us to get those listener-supported dollars?
Well, let's just... Well, let's just take Cowtown Conversations. Cowtown Conversations is a unique show in Kansas City. I don't think there's anything like it on the dial or even on the internet. It brings the voices of of the community into your ears, and it is provides us with vital information about so many social problems, social issues, political issues that the community needs to know about and is not very well covered in the mainstream media. And so we need to support shows like Cowtown Conversations, and I'm losing my voice. So why don't you give the number, Joseph?
The number again is 1-888-931-0901. Again, that's 1-888-931-0901. Or you can donate securely at kkfi.org. And I want to say thank you to everybody that has donated, not just for this show, but for all the other shows, because we really appreciate it. Your dollars go further here. And many of the people that you hear here are volunteers. We're not paid. We're given our own free time, you know, from front office people to answer the phones when you call in, to the host, to the DJs. We're not paid, folks. We do this because we love it. And for everybody that donates, they're going to get a free refrigerator magnet. So it's going to say who to call instead of 911. It's going to give you those community resources that you can call if you have a problem. But also, folks, we need our sustaining donors, those that will every month agree to give a money, give money every month. And
yeah.
Judy.
Yeah, so let me tell you what those gifts are that you can get. You can get a winter cap, a gray winter cap that has KKFI on it and a picture of that microphone. And you can do that becoming a monthly donor of for just $7.50 a month. Or you can do a one-time pledge of $90 in order to get the cap in order to support KKFI. And if you're feeling a little chilly, we have a long sleeve t-shirt, and that has a KKFI logo on it as well. It's navy blue. Looks pretty sharp. And it looks like we have both men's and women's sizes, I hope. And small to 4X. And that's for a $10 monthly donation or $120 at one time. Please think about donating to KKFI. Think about supporting Cowtown Conversations and all the other great programming we have by calling 888-931-0901. Or if you're already online checking your email or something like that, just go to kkfi.org. You can see all of our premiums, and you can make a pledge.
So,
we just got a new first-time donor, Linda Shields. We'd like to say thank you to.
And so we had a new first-time donor, Linda Shields, and we want to say thank you. So we're definitely needing your dollars, folks, but we don't want to leave those champion dollars on the table. But we love our recurring donors, but we also love new donors who are sitting and calling in and want to say thank you for that. So we're going to end here in a few minutes, but please call in. Let's not leave that money on the table from Kathy Peters. And we're going to do a lot with your money, folks, because it's spent wisely here. We are trying to definitely do a lot of different things new here at KKFI, but we have to have your donations, because without you, we don't exist. And we've been doing it for 30 years here in this community, and it's because of listener-supported radio that you have Kansas City's listener-supported radio station.
33 years, Joseph. And I've been here for all but one of them. It's amazing. In fact, KKFI is kind of a miracle. It was a miracle we got on the air in the first place, because there were very, very few community radio stations at the time. People did incredible amounts of fundraising in order to be able to construct our tower and get the license. And it's been a series of miracles ever since, because this is totally volunteer powered. We have very, very few employees here, and we depend on our volunteers. Every one of these programmers is a volunteer, and so many other people volunteer to help with the pledge drives, to help get the word out about KKFI, to staff our committees. We're a very active station. We're kind of a great example of what community activism is all about, in order to bring you the news of the community, the ideas of the community, and the voices that you just don't hear on other radio stations. So please join us. Become a volunteer supporter. Volunteer here at the station.
Yes, you can. We are always looking for people to help us answer phones, to help screen on radio shows. And, you know, we relaxed a little bit of that with COVID. We kept everybody at the studio to keep everybody healthy. We do a lot of things by Zoom. But as we begin to open up, we're looking at opening up more. So we always need people to come in and answer phones during the pledge drive. You know, it's a clean environment. We provide snacks and some good meals from some of our
great bagels. Thank you, Ms. Shugana.
Some of our listeners support the radio. So there's always, you know, one of the things I'm going to miss is Californos used to give some great lunches and dinners, and now they're no longer here.
Yeah, but we've been getting meals from Moti Mahal, which is super tasty.
So we're going to try that out. So that was one of the things that was worth coming to volunteer for, because you knew you were going to get a great healthy meal from Californos just for coming down and volunteering. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Our guest today is Mr. Jeff David, owner of the Jeff David Insurance Agency. And we're going to talk about the Medicare open enrollment season, which opens today, October 15th, and it goes through December 7th. Good morning, Mr. David. Are you here, sir?
I am. It's good to hear. You're making me hungry talking about those bagels, but I'm here. So, yes.
Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. Can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself, sir?
Okay. I am in sunny Gladstone, Missouri, north of the river. And I started my insurance journey way back in 1987. And since 1993, our office has been helping people get through the puzzle and navigate insurance. And this is just really the harvest time, where we have thousands of people covered, and we have a very short period of time during the open enrollment to make sure that everybody has the coverage they want for 2021. So we pedal very fast. We load the wagon, so to speak, and do all we can to help as many people as possible during open enrollment.
Jeff, we are right here on the border between Missouri and Kansas. Are you licensed to do business in both states in our region?
Yeah, absolutely. I can help anybody in Missouri or Kansas, or if somebody's out of state, I can look up costs and benefits anywhere in the country, but I'm licensed in Missouri and Kansas.
Jeff, do you only sell one type of plan, such as Blue Cross and Blue Shield, or is your agency a broker and can help people find the best policy with whoever company they may choose to go with?
Right. No, we're an independent broker, so we do from Aetna to Zurich and everything in between. You have to keep a lot of oars in the water because a company can be very strong 1 year and then things change and they need to be adapt to a new company, but we're independent. We look high and low. And then the other thing is, a lot of times, the best decision is to do nothing. So if you have group insurance or retiree coverage, sometimes that's your best choice, and you should just stay pat rather than make a big change. And we talk to everybody, and it never costs money to talk to us. How we get paid is when we enroll people, we get credit, and the insurance companies pay us. It's called a commission, but it doesn't add anything to the premium. The rates are the same whether you use a broker or if you do it yourself.
So, Jeff, the Medicare enrollment period starts today and runs through December the 7th. What is Medicare?
Okay, excellent question. Medicare is the program that provides medical coverage for people 65 and older, or under 65 if you've been on disability for 24 months, or if you have like end-stage renal disease or Lou Gehrig's disease. So it's the program that mostly covers our seniors. And right now, this open enrollment is for the prescription drug plans and the Medicare Advantage plans. So if you haven't signed up for a prescription drug plan, this is the time to definitely get with it, because there's penalties if you haven't been enrolled. We're running around like bank robbers. If you notice, we're all wearing these masks. We're in a worldwide pandemic. It's not a good time not to have insurance. So I would just urge everybody who has not signed up for Medicare prescription coverage or medical coverage, it's time to do it right now, because we only have a short period of time between now and December 7th.
Jeff, I know there's Medicare and there's Medicaid, and sometimes during this season, people get them confused. How does Medicaid differ from Medicare?
Okay. So Medicare, you qualify for because you worked and you turned 65, or you're on disability for Social Security disability for 24 months. Medicaid, that's the program for, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can be a child, you can be under 65. That's extending medical insurance for people with low assets or low income. And that's a program ran by the state of Missouri and Kansas. Medicaid is run by the states, and they have different rules depending on where you live. Medicare is a federal program, and the rules are countrywide, not state to state.
Jeff, is there a window for you to sign up for Medicare before you turn 65, or do you have to wait until you turn 65?
Great question. So most people age into Medicare when they're 65. So if you are taking Social Security at 65 or earlier, let's say you started your Social Security at 62, or you're claiming for a survivor benefit, or maybe an ex-spouse. So if you're taking Social Security or railroad retirement, Medicare sign-up will automatically happen at 65. They'll send you your card about 3 months ahead of time. One thing I would caution people is Medicare starts at 65, but your full Social Security retirement for people born in like 1955, the people who are aging in now, many people are postponing their Social Security. They're waiting for full retirement age. So if that's you, you have to sign yourself up for Medicare because you're not taking Social Security, you're postponing. So for those people, I used to send you to the Social Security offices, but unfortunately with COVID, those offices are closed. So to enroll in Medicare, if you're not taking Social Security, you have to call the Social Security Administration or go online and enroll yourself. Hopefully, the Social Security offices will open up again, but right now with COVID, they're all closed.
So, Jeff, is it important to sign up for Medicare when you're eligible, even if you delay collecting Social Security? Can the cost go up for your Medicare if you fail to enroll during your open of eligibility window?
Absolutely. So, first of all, reminder, you know, spoiler alert, we're in a worldwide pandemic, so you don't want to not have insurance. But there is a penalty. If you don't sign up for Medicare when you're first eligible, there's a 10% penalty for every year you wait. So sometimes we get a little complacent where we say, hey, I'm not sick right now, nothing's going on, so I'm not going to sign up for Medicare insurance because I'm healthy and nothing's going on. I use the analogy of I don't have a house fire every day, but I still insure my home. So even though medically nothing's going on, Medicare sign-up is the safety net, so you want to make sure you sign up on time so you don't have a penalty. And if you don't sign up on time, not only do you have a penalty, but they restrict when you can join Medicare again, and you can be subject to pre-existing conditions and stuff. So it's just not a very good idea. So maybe 2 or 3 months before 65, you start thinking, hey, I need to get into Medicare and make sure I get signed up.
So, and you brought up a great point, pre-existing conditions. There is a lot going on right now with the Affordable Care Act and them trying to strict down the pre-existing conditions. Can you be denied Medicare if you have pre-existing conditions?
Okay, so the Medicare coming from the federal government, as long as you sign up on time, you're good to go, your benefits start, and there's no pre-existing conditions. So you want to be on time. Where you can get jammed up is, let's say you only have original Medicare A and B. This is the original gangster from the OIG, the Old Testament A and B. So all you have is original Medicare A and B from the federal government. The problem with that, Joseph Jackson, is you have deductibles. It only pays 80%. There's no prescription drug card. So if all you have is original Medicare A and B, and then you get sick and you say, oh my gosh, Medicare is only covering 80%. I want to add more coverage. Then you go out and apply for what they call a Medicare supplement or a Medigap, or some people call it a tie-in. It has the word Medicare supplement, but it's not Medicare. It's an insurance company like Blue Cross, Aetna, Humana, Transamerica, somebody. So if you apply for that insurance, they do have the right to ask you health questions, and they may turn you down. So those are, original Medicare does not have pre-existing conditions, but if you're applying for Medicare supplements and you're not in the first open enrollment period where they have to take you with no health questions, absolutely, you can be turned down or rated up if you have pre-existing conditions.
And that is a great point to know. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back to continue our conversation with Jeff David, with the Jeff David Insurance Agency, and about the Medicare expansion program. We're going to be right back after this short break. So, Judy, we're still having people calling and asking people to donate. On our studio line, you can donate securely at kkfi.org, or you can call the pledge line at 1-888-931-0901. Do we have some thank yous?
We do. We have three thank yous of people who've donated in the last hour. One is Jim Pettit. I think we already thanked him once, but that's okay. We'll thank you again, Jim. Doug Schroeder donated, as did Thomas G. And so we want to thank them, and we want to ask you to join them in making a donation to KKFI. You can get some of our premiums, and you can support community radio. Call us at 888-931-0901, or go to our great new webpage and check us out. Check out all of the programs on that webpage and donate. There's a big donate sign on the webpage, so you wouldn't have any trouble finding it. But you could also find our list of shows, what's coming up in the next few hours, as well as our archived shows. And so if you like Cowtown Conversations, which I do, and you want to catch some of the past shows, you can find that too on our KKFI.org website.
So now we're going back to our conversation with Mr. Jeff David of the David Insurance Agency. So, Jeff, are there any special enrollment periods that are based on a person's situation where you can sign up outside of your Medicare enrollment window?
Yeah, great question. So right now we have a lot of people who are retiring from work because they either have had enough or a lot of work is uncomfortable with the COVID and such. So if you have worked past your 65th birthday, there is a special enrollment. But again, it's all about timing. So if you have credible group insurance at work, you go to retire, you have 60 days to add additional insurance when your group insurance ends. So you're kind of at the crossroads where you've worked hard, your group insurance is coming to an end, maybe you haven't bought an individual health plan in years, you're a little rusty, you have some atrophy, you haven't made those decisions in a while. So the clock is running. You have 60 days to apply for new insurance, or you would still have access to COBRA. For people who are retiring past 65, COBRA is generally fairly expensive, and most folks decide that, hey, that's not cost effective. I'm going to go the Medicare route, and I'm also going to get like a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage. So, yeah, people are retiring all the time. Or if you're working, maybe your wife or spouse hits 65 and it's cheaper for her to leave, him or her to leave group and go on an individual plan. So, yeah, people are entering Medicare all the time.
Jeff, is the cost of Medicare the same for each person, or can it vary based on person to person?
Excellent. Yeah, the original Medicare cost is approximately, and you pay for Medicare Part B, it's $145 per month per person. Now, if you are a high earner, you make more than $87,000 as an individual or $170,000 as a couple, congratulations, we're proud of you. That's a great accomplishment, but you pay more for Medicare. And what we do is we look at your tax return, line 7 of your 1040 tax return, and that's what we use to decide what your Part B premium is. So that's, again, original Medicare A and B from the government. For Medicare supplements, Medigap plans, those are not tied to your income. And another popular decision is what they call Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage plans are a combination medical and prescription drug card, and those are lower in monthly premium, but they do have a lot of moving parts. You've got to pick your primary care doctor. You may need referrals. You have more out-of-pocket costs if you get sick. Those are the two ways to go right now.
So, Jeff, how do people pay for Medicare?
Well, original Medicare, the A part, we're all paying because we work and they pull it out of our paycheck. So Medicare A is generally premium-free because you have 40 quarters of working and they just pull it out of your paycheck. When you go to retire, Medicare B, like, boy, currently this year it's right around $145 a month. Most people, it's pulled out of your Social Security automatically. So every month, you're sending in $145 to pay for your Medicare B.
Jeff, we're in the middle of a pandemic, as you mentioned earlier. How important is it for people to make sure that they have the right coverage to ensure that if they need help doing this, that they're going to be covered?
You know, I think insurance has always been near and dear to me, so I would tell everybody insurance is always important. But right now it's super important because of the pandemic, and you really don't want to put off going, getting care because, hey, I don't have insurance. You put your finances in front of your health. The big thing is to get insured, and just the peace of mind that you can go in and get access to health care without fretting over the financial cost. The one thing I would tell your audience right now with the open enrollment on the prescription drug cards or the Medicare Advantage plans, if they are taking prescription drugs that are very expensive, brand drugs or some of the latest and the greatest medicines, now is the time to go out and really check to make sure you're on the very best prescription drug plan for you. Your insurance will renew automatically. So if you're well satisfied with your prescription card and your medical coverage, you know, you can relax and it will renew automatically. But if you're going into the pharmacy and you're saying, ouch, that prescription is so expensive, that could I do better, or heaven forbid you not take your medicine because it's too expensive, I want to give everybody a couple techniques. If you're not taking a medicine because it's too expensive, there's a couple things you can do. You can talk to your physician, and you can ask for a lower copay from the insurance company. So you have to have a brand drug, but you can't swing the monthly cost. Your physician signs a paper. It's called a TIER, a T-I-E-R exception, and you can ask the insurance company for a lower copay. Some people don't know that. The other thing is right now you can switch. So let's say you're with Humana, Mutual of Omaha, SilverScript, WellCare. These are all quality companies. But some companies do better than others on prescription drug costs. So we do a lot of this for people. We do hundreds of drug reviews this year where we're just asking people to, hey, let's double check and make sure you're always on the cheapest prescription card or Advantage plan. And then the other thing I would tell people is, there's different pockets of money to help you pay for your prescription plans. The federal government has a program called Extra Help. You can call the Social Security Administration, and depending on your assets and your income, you can get lower copays on all of your prescriptions. You don't have a donut. You don't have You don't have a deductible. Or if you're on a specific medicine that's super expensive, you can look up the manufacturer of that drug and see if you can get a pharmaceutical program help paying the cost directly from the drug manufacturer. So again, I'm really passionate when insurance works well. When it doesn't work well, and people aren't taking their medicines or they can't afford it, we can't roll over. We got to get active so we can get those tier exceptions. We can ask for extra help on drug costs from the federal government or look up each individual drug and see if there's programs you can get enrolled in to get your costs down. So now is the time, you know, we all need to be healthy and be taking our prescriptions.
Jeff, we've got a caller online, too. Caller, can you tell us your name, what part of town you're calling from, and what your question or comment is for Jeff?
Hi, this is Cookie. I'm calling from south of Front Street. And what I was calling about is, like, I'm working and I'm over 65, and I was just wondering, they're taking out a Medicare on my payroll, and when I go to the doctors, sometimes you get a bill, and the doctor will pay, your insurance will pay a certain amount, and then whatever they don't pay, you're left to pay that difference. And I was wondering, since they're taking out Medicare, can I be able to get a Medicare card and be able to have them to pay the difference since they're taking it out of my check now?
This is a wonderful question. May I ask, the company you work for, does it have more than 20 employees, or is it a small company?
No, it has more than 20 employees. Huge.
Okay, so here's the not-so-cool news. So when you have group insurance for a company over 20 employees, the group insurance is primary. So Medicare will not step in and pay primary. So the group insurance is what pays first. And if you have the group coverage, Medicare is not going to help you. So you are still sending in the 2.9 cents for every dollar you make. You're paying 3 cents going in for Medicare. So they're withholding it from your check. But you know, and I'm glad you're working and that's great. the not-so-great thing is Medicare isn't going to come in behind your group insurance and pay those costs. So let me ask you, if you don't mind telling me, so you were paying Medicare out of your paycheck, but did you sign up for Medicare B, or are you waiting until you stop working?
I'm waiting until I stop working. I just happened to notice it maybe like 3 years ago on my that they were taking it out. But we already have insurance, so I was wondering why are they taking out Medicare and I'm still working.
And right.
So I thought, well, maybe I could use that to pay the difference.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I agree. That's very frustrating. You're paying for something you're not using right now, but that's just how it is. So if you make less than $137,000 on those, that first $137,000 of income, they're going to take out the Medicare. Sorry about that. But I'm glad you're working. So just keep working. A job solves everything. And then maybe like 1 or 2 months before you stop working, that's when you'll get serious and you'll sign up for Medicare. So just a little rules of the road when you stop working. Mm-hmm. Your company will have to sign in a form, the Employer Credible Coverage Verification, which is a mouthful. So they just sign that you have had continuous group insurance, and then you will do a Medicare Part B application, and you'll turn those in at the Social Security office, and you'll be transitioned from working to Medicare. And if you say, I'm going to forget all that, call me and I'll remind you. But, yeah, good question.
Thank you so much, caller. Now, Jeff, we're running out of time, but do you have a website and a phone number where people can go look up and get information, but also can you provide your phone number so people can call and ask questions like that caller did that may really need help when they're in that situation?
You bet. Our phone number is 816-436-2622. So that's just 816-436-2622. And our website is my first and last name. It's just jeffdavidinsurance.com. And you just put that into Google and it'll find me. But yeah, please call. We'd love to help anybody we can.
And we're going to, I know we were short today with Jeff because of our pledge drive, but he's going to be back talking about the Affordable Care Act in a few weeks. So I want to thank Jeff for being our guest today. We never end Cowtown Conversations without our Community Minute. Today is the last day to be counted if you have not completed your 2020 census form. So please go to 2020census.gov. Early voting has started in Kansas. If you'd like to vote early in Kansas, contact your local election authority. Absentee voting is available in Missouri each day at Union Station and Innovations Room from 8 to 5 p.m. They will validate your parking so it's free. You can park in the garage on the west side of Innovations, so it's on the side near the escape room. And also, big ups for those that are registered in Jackson County within Kansas City. You will be able to cast your vote in person at Arrowhead Stadium for the November 3rd, 2020 general election. If you want more information, please contact the Kansas City Election Board at 816-842-4820. And the deadline in Kansas City to request a mail-in ballot is October 21st, so that's fastly approaching. If you vote by mail, please request your ballot. Mail-in ballots must be returned by mail. They cannot be dropped off. Also, Councilman Brendan Ellington will have a community food giveaway this Saturday at Blue Valley Park, located at 23rd and Topping. The event will be from noon to 3, and if you want more information, contact Councilman Ellington's office at 816-513-6511. And Judy, we've got some thank yous out there.
Yeah, we have one thank you. Joanne Witt gave online at kkfi.org, and she helped us make our match. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thank you again so much, Joanne, because that means so much that we don't leave money on the table. Join us next week for another episode of Cowtown Conversations, and we're going to be talking with Mark Scott of the Rose Brooks Center about domestic violence in Kansas City. For Cowtown Conversations, been your host, Joseph Jackson. Have a great day, stay safe, and stay tuned for My Place with Larry J.
Right now, let's hear Charlie Parker and the All-Stars doing for you, How High the Moon.
Thank you.